Good morning. Grace and peace to you in the name of Christ. And we are so grateful for this opportunity to begin the holy season of Advent with you here at West End United Methodist Church. We'd love for you to record your attendance with us, and you can do so by filling out the appropriate pew pad or by registering your attendance to the appropriate link online. So with the beginning of Advent, we have a whole host of opportunities to form your life in Christ here at our church. We'll have the opportunity right after worship to go to Reed Hall, and you can experience our missions market. What a great way to buy a gift for a loved one, for yourself, and also to support many of our missional partners. In Reed Hall, we also have a copy of a short Advent devotion and Advent poster that is leading us to ground our life in the prophet Mary, Mother of God, throughout this Advent season. Also, I want to remind you that this Wednesday, we have our Messages of Hope event on Wednesday night. We'll have dinner beforehand. We would love for you to go ahead and register for dinner. You don't need to register for the event that begins at 6 o'clock. And that will be an opportunity for us to learn about the way that the prophets shared their messages of hope, and not only to learn, but also to write messages of hope to people in our church, in our families, and in our community. Next Sunday, we have our Advent Wreath Workshop. That will be from 4 to 5:30 in the gym. That's always such a fun way to launch this Advent season. And so we invite you to come and to bring a friend to that wonderful opportunity. Next week, we also have the opportunity to share poinsettias with homebound members of our congregation. If you would like to help deliver those poinsettias that will also have messages of hope that we'll write, you can go online and register your desire to do that, and those poinsettias will be delivered again the week of December 9th through 12th. We're also coming up on the candle lighting service. That will be on December 15th here in the sanctuary at 5:30, and we look forward to celebrating this beloved West End tradition. If you are a college student, we would love to journey with you in this season of finals. And so we have care packages that our pastor of young adults and Wesley Campus pastor, the Reverend Amy Baxter, would love to share with you. You can get one of those care boxes in the narthex, which is in the back of the sanctuary, and Pastor Amy will meet you there to share those packages. More than anything, know college students that we are praying with you and we're for you in this season. And finally, y'all, I've got the best news. Pastor Carol's back. She's right there. Yay! And so, Carol, we are, if you want to come up, we are so, so delighted to have you back leading us in ministry. We look forward to hearing about all the adventures and take all the time you need. Take all the time you need to come back into this space and to lead us. But we so dearly missed your warmth, your beautiful and powerful preaching, and your pastoral presence in every season. We missed you, and yet we knew that God was doing renewing and life-giving work in and through you, even in your absence. And we can't wait to have you back and leading. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes.
The time away, I'm so grateful for the time away. It was everything I hoped it would be. And I've told the staff and others I'm coming back with fresh legs and a full heart. So you can hand me the baton on so many things that you've been carrying, and we continue this journey all together. With new hope and great excitement. So I thank you for all the hugs this morning, and I look forward to catching up with each and every one of you.
Let us worship God in spirit and in truth.
As a sign of hope for the coming of Christ into our world. Now hear these words from the Gospel of Luke. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things happen, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Please join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Where do we find our hope? Our hope runs in the streams, blooms in the flowers, and sings throughout creation. As we gather in worship, may we recall the source of this hope. We find reassurance in God, and hope abounds in the presence of our eternal Creator. Trusting that God's love for us is unconditional and God's mercy is everlasting from generation to generation. Let us make our confession with the confidence of the children of God. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Hear this good news. Christ Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us now exchange signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. As your Holy Spirit spoke to the prophets of old, speak to us now through your word, that by listening to your voice, we too will make a way for your hope to come into the world. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 1 through 3 and 14 through 16. If you'd like to read along, please turn to page 644 in your pew Bible. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still confined in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Excited to see the children and to have some time with you this morning. So I'm inviting all the children who would like to come on up. You have to come around the sides because it's Communion Sunday and those rails are closed. And for those of you who may be traveling for Thanksgiving and away this morning but worshiping online, just get a little closer to your screens and we get to have a minute together. Good morning. Hey, Jack, I'm so glad to see you again. Hi, CJ. Oh, my goodness. I think you've all grown a foot since I saw you last. Oh, my goodness, everybody looks so much bigger and grown up. Hopefully I don't look bigger. Maybe I do. I did eat a lot at Thanksgiving, but this robe hides a lot. Well, I'm so glad to see you. And for those of you who remember, I have been away for 3 months. The church gave me the chance to take a little break and spend some time resting and lots of time praying, and I got to travel, and it was really, really wonderful, all sorts of good things. But I have so enjoyed being back this morning and seeing all of these wonderful people and wonderful faces, and I've lost count of how many hugs I've gotten. I'm a hugger, and so when I see someone I haven't seen in a while, I just love to get a hug. So I want you to imagine something with me, and you can close your eyes if you want to, or you can keep them open, But I want you to imagine someone in your life who loves you a lot. Maybe it's a parent, a grandparent, a cousin, or a friend. And maybe you haven't seen each other for a little while. But you see each other and you just start running toward each other with open arms. And then you give a big hug. That reminds me a little bit of what God is like. That's how God moves toward us. We're in this special season in the church called Advent. Did you hear that earlier this morning? Can y'all say that with me? Advent. It's 4 weeks right before Christmas, and it helps us get ready for Christmas. And we think about how Jesus came into the world, how God came into the world as a baby Jesus to love us and be with us. So think about next time you're praying through this season of Advent that God is always moving toward you and me with open arms, just like that, with love, to give us big hugs of love. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you so much that you are always coming to us with arms wide open in love. You never turn away from us. Help us to open our arms to you too. We love you so much, God. Thank you for loving us and holding us just as we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds and kindergartners can go to Children's Church with Pastor Maggie. She's right there in the Christmas red sweater by the door. Good to see you. And as they make their way to the children's chapel, will you all pray with me? Gracious God, much time has passed since we have been together as a congregation. And one of the things you have reminded me of is that you are on the move. You are at work in each one of our lives and in the world. And I am a limited, finite, imperfect person who's been given the privilege of opening up the scriptures for a few moments on this Sunday morning. So whether it's through me or in spite of me, help all of us feel your presence and hear your word of hope through your prophet Jeremiah as we worship today. In Christ we pray. Amen. 3 months. That's a long time to be away. In some ways, now that I'm here, it's like, oh, just went by like that. But while I was away, it was an extended time. It really felt like a nice long time of rest. And as I've said earlier, it was everything I hoped it would be. And I want you to hear that from me and to hear my gratitude for your gift of that renewal leave. But there's a lot to catch up on. A lot happens in the course of 3 months. And I don't know all of the things that have happened in your lives individually, and I hope we have a chance to grab coffee or sit down together, and you can just tell me how God's been at work in your life over the past 3 months. I know a little bit about some things that have happened in your life together as a congregation. All sorts of good things. I know that for the first time, or at least the first time in many years, you had a children's Sabbath, a Sunday morning in September when the children led worship. I know you had a wonderful all-church retreat up at Beersheba Springs. You built a Habitat house. You've continued to serve the vulnerable in our community with Quiet Place and the youth going to Trinity Commons and all sorts of wonderful things that God has been doing in and through you over the past 3 months. I know also there have been bumps in the road and challenges and griefs. I know that as I stand here this morning, there are some from our beloved church family who are no longer with us, and that we grieve together the loss of some of our beloved church family. I think about dear Betty Dobson, who died at 103. She was the very first person I visited in her home when I started at West End, and I was sad not to be here in that moment. I know that the staff has been through a lot, and Melanie Paulson, our HR director, took a new job in October to be the HR director at the Elephant Sanctuary. Who's going to be mad about that? But it was a big loss for the staff. And then, of course, tragically, just a few weeks ago, our dear Julie Catterton, who was on paper an administrative assistant to so many of us on staff, but off paper was our party sparkler, the glue, the surrogate big sister and mom to so many of us on the staff. And to be away from you all in that moment of loss was really hard. And the uproar and the tumult with all the emotions around the election and all of the changes happening in our world around us, it's been hard as well. And the same is true for me. My 3 months away had so much that was wonderful. I got to spend 5 days not talking to anyone at the Gethsemane Monastery, just praying and resting and keeping silent. David and I had some great times in Nashville, concerts and plays, and we went kayaking. We had a fabulous weekend in Asheville for Parents Weekend at UNC Asheville. We got to go to France for 3 weeks, and it was just everything we hoped it would be. But we had some trials, too. 3 days after we got back from Parents Weekend at Asheville, Hurricane Helene came through, and we had to rescue Levi, got a flight from Charlotte home, and then Levi was home for 5 weeks back on Zoom. And this had been a transfer for Levi, and Levi had just started to flourish and build relationships there at UNC Asheville, and it was just like cut off. And that was hard. And then, of course, losing Julie was a big loss. And then yesterday, we had to put our dog down after 16 years, and that's heavy on my heart. So any extra hugs you want to give today, I will welcome them. So these 3 months have had both beautiful things and tragic things, ups and downs, good times and bad times, and that's life. That's a cross-section of life right there for all of us. So here we are with all of these things and experiences, joys and griefs, and we're beginning this new season, the season of Advent. And we turn to the prophets. Throughout these 4 weeks, we'll be leaning in to the voices of the prophets to hear what they have to offer us as a people of God. Now, as I said, I don't know where you are this morning. I imagine there are some of us this morning who are in a season of joy and contentment and fulfilled hopes. And as the congregation of God, we rejoice with those who rejoice. Praise God. I'm grateful that you are in that place. And there are others in our midst who are in a season of grief and pain and anxiety. And we weep with those who weep. And we're all in that together. But no matter where you find yourself this day, as the season of Advent begins, I think Jeremiah's got a word for us. And that word is hope. So let me remind us who Jeremiah was and what's going on when he speaks these words that Brant read for us this morning. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet very young. And so his ministry spanned across at least 3 different kings in the land of Judah. The first king was considered, according to the scriptures, to be a good king. His name was Josiah. He ruled for a long time, and he really wanted to get the people of God back to who they were called to be, living according to God's justice and righteousness, caring for the poor and the vulnerable, being faithful in worship, putting God first in all things. So he instituted all of these reforms, and he tried really hard, but then he died, and the next king came along, and the book of Kings tells us he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did the one who followed him. But Jeremiah, no matter who was on the throne, spoke the word of the Lord. He spoke God's truth. He didn't play favorites with Josiah and the others. He just spoke up for the kingdom of God. And he continually reminded the kings and the people of God's vision for God's people. That justice and that righteousness. God wanted God's people to be a community where all people mattered, where the poor were lifted up and the vulnerable, the widow and the immigrant and the orphan were seen and cared for, where everybody had enough, and where God was at the very center of the life of the people. Not a king, but God. And that was the vision that Jeremiah lifted up. And because he saw so many ways that Israel wasn't living up to God's vision, he continued to warn them that things are going to change, bad things are going to happen, there are going to be consequences to your bad choices. And that got louder as the bad kings came along, so loud that they shut him up in prison. And the bad things happened. The Babylonian army came in and tore down the temple, destroyed Jerusalem, and carried off thousands of Jews into exile in Babylon. It was the worst thing the people could have imagined. Life as they knew it, the structure of the government and of religious institutions was destroyed and in rubble. How can you move on from that? And so I wonder if we can identify with that moment in our own ways, in our own lives, in the world around us. Have we been at a place where we have felt like, how can we move on from this? When life as we've known it looks like rubble and everything is gone. Well, listen to the word of Jeremiah. As he sits in a prison cell, if he had a window, which we don't know if he had one or not, but if he had a window, what he saw outside his window was devastating. Just rubble. And yet now he shifts from a word of warning, from a word of judgment, to a word of hope. And he sends out this word from within his prison walls to those who are in exile and to those who remain in the land. Even now, he says, even now, in the darkest of dark moments, God is on the move. Our God remains our God, and God is with us. God has never turned away from us. Even now, God is about to renew God's promises. God is doing the work even now of rebuilding. That's a word of hope that echoes across the thousands of years to us as a people and to each one of us in our lives. No matter what kind of moment you find yourself in, God is even now moving toward you with arms open wide, arms of mercy and love and healing and acceptance and hope and assurance that this is not the end, that God is a builder of God's kingdom. And this kingdom that God continues to build is a kingdom of justice and righteousness and love and mercy and hope. And our invitation is to open our arms wide and receive this love of God, this one who is coming into the world, this one we're preparing for during this season of Advent, to believe it's true that this God sees us and loves us. Our job is to keep the eyes of our hearts open to notice those signs of the kingdom and the kingdom of justice and righteousness, and to participate in the rebuilding work that God is already doing, even now. So I wonder where you've seen it. You've seen glimpses of this rebuilding work in your life and in the world around us? I've seen it. A few days after we got Levi home from Asheville, we were looking at the footage of the destruction, just the brown waters of the French Broad River just taking out the River Arts District, where we had just been eating and dancing and having a great time. And we saw this little video of the little town of Marshall, North Carolina, if you know that area, just north of Asheville, right on the river, sweet little downtown area, totally washed out. And it was a video of these two women, singers, who call themselves, of all things, Rising Appalachia. And they're standing in front of a FEMA trailer with all of the people who are working and volunteering to clean out and begin to rebuild. And they're wearing their boots and ankle deep in mud. And they're singing. They're singing a song of hope, a song of rebuilding in the middle of the rubble. That's who we're called to be, messengers of hope, no matter what is going on around us. I see a sign of the kingdom at the table today. How strange it is that we continue to come to this table and receive this bread and receive this cup. People looking in on us are thinking, what in the world is going on in there? But we know what this is. This is a sign of the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of God that is being built and emerging in our midst. Our host is Jesus Christ himself, the one who came into the world with open arms of mercy. He hosts us and sets a place for every single one. And we all matter at this table. We all have a place. No place is higher than any other. And we get to share the good news that everybody's invited. And we get to participate in the kingdom that Christ is building at this table. So my friends, today, wherever you are on the journey, if you are rested and well, if you are exhausted and anxious, if you are grieving and lost, come to the table. Because the God of love who is coming toward you, and even now, is rebuilding our lives and our world. Thanks be to God.
Respond to the word shared with us this morning. I invite you to please stand in body or in spirit and join me in the affirmation of faith as found in your bulletin. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you please be seated? As we come to our time of prayer, I want to remind us all that God hears our prayers, whether we speak them aloud or share them silently in our hearts. If you'd like to share your prayer concerns with the pastoral team to be prayed for, I invite you to fill out a prayer concerns card that is in the pew rack in front of you and place it in the offering plate as it is passed. If you're worshiping with us online or have a prayer request later on this week, I encourage you to go to our website to the Contact Us portion and leave us a prayer request there. I want to encourage you to take note of the prayer concerns that are found in the bulletin today, and I encourage you to take it home with you this week and let it be part of your personal prayer time throughout the week as we ask for God's presence in all situations. We do have a few concerns we want to lift up to the family today. First, we want to lift up our sympathies to Jennifer Fox and her family as they grieve the death of Jennifer's mother, Lucy Fox, on November 22nd. A service of remembrance will be held in Hendersonville on December 14th. And then today we have a rose on the altar that celebrates the birth of Marion Margaret Lewis to Lauren Lewis, who is a West End preschool teacher and is also the daughter of proud grandmother Cindy Seamer, our senior administrative assistant here at West End. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Oh, great God, our hearts are warm today as we celebrate this season of new beginnings and joy-filled hope. We turn the calendar with an expectation that you are not only present, but you are intimately intertwined with what we are experiencing from day to day. For those of us that find joy and happiness hard to experience during this season, we draw strength from the fact of your nearness. For it is that story of you coming into the world that provides hope for all people. Help us to remember that you broke through eternity to enter into our finite lives to express a love that knows no boundaries. Prepare us for the power of your presence. For with your presence comes insight into how we can join your work of healing and redemption throughout the world. Help us to pay attention to the work you are doing for us and for the world. Prepare our hearts to be conduits of your message of hope. And God, today, as we cling to the power of your presence, we cling to the warmth of your Spirit as we draw close and as you draw close to us. Our hearts and minds are filled with so many things. It is with your nearness that gives us strength, the strength to endure. So, Lord, as we turn our focus on you more fully today, we offer to you those things that we know we cannot handle on our own. Sickness, accidents, distrust, weariness, fear, hopelessness, the list goes on, Lord. We ask for your strength to be able to release those things into your hand. Help us, God, to relax the grip that we have on them and help us to experience your rest and sweet embrace. Today, we give thanks that you hear and know each of the deep places of our hearts. And we give thanks for the promise of a new season. Our hearts are open to the fruit of your light and love that is brought into the world through your Son, Jesus Christ. Guide us to be conduits of that love to the world, conduits of that joy, and conduits of hope. And as we continue to worship and prepare ourselves to receive your grace through the sacrament of communion, may our hearts be open to your work in our lives and in the lives around us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we come to our time of offering, I want to encourage us to open our hearts and be generous in thanksgiving for God's generosity for us. Those of you joining us online are invited to give via the list options listed on the screen, while here in the sanctuary we'll pass plates down the aisles. You may also use the QR code that is printed in your bulletin to give digitally. As we pass the plates down the row to one another, may we remember that God multiplies all gifts regardless of what is given to the glory of God.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It's right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and of earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained true and steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets like Jeremiah, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war no more. And so with your people here on earth and all the great company of saints in heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts and have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. Mercy on those who fear. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things and the rich you send empty away. Your own Son came among us. As a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death upon the cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On that night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Me in the words that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, as we prepare to come to the table today, I want to offer a few words of instruction. First and most importantly, this is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus issues from his table an open invitation to all people. You need not be a member of this church or any church to come forward and receive the Holy Sacrament today. We will receive the Holy Sacrament today. As you come forward, you will kneel at our communion rail, and one of our servers will give you a small piece of bread. You'll consume the piece of bread, and then they will give you a cup, and you will consume the grape juice in the cup. The way that we will serve is we will serve our choir first, and then we'll serve the transepts and the balcony, and then we'll begin to serve the center nave. Also want to remind you that it's a practice within our West End community to serve those who are not able to get up from their seats. And so Pastor Carol is going to be walking through the congregation and will happily share with you the elements at your seat. Our December offering, Advent offering, goes to Lunches for Hope program, and you can leave your offering at these offering plates as you come forward to receive today. I want to tell you a little bit about Lunches of Hope. Lunches of Hope is centered in the Dasmazuma region of Benin, Africa, and the funds will be used by former West End member Hilarion Begba, who worshipped and studied with us while he was enrolled at Vanderbilt. He had a great idea to provide a daily lunch to the 30 girls enrolled in this program, and these 30 girls will receive lunch for 5 days a week for 9 months of school, which is tremendous. Before this program, girls without this lunch money asked for the money from men who took advantage of their situation. And West End funded this program last year, and there was a dramatic decrease in girls dropping out of school, early pregnancy, and human trafficking. Our goal is to raise $12,000, which will fully fund lunches for 2 years. And you can give online again by leaving your gift in these offering plates or by going online and making a donation with the Advent special offering in the memo line. Friends, might we come forward to experience the love and life of Christ at this table. you to rise in body or in spirit and to join me in the prayer after receiving communion. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Now we give ourselves for others. Your love has made us a new people. As a people of love, we will serve you with joy. Your glory has filled our hearts. Help us to glorify you in all things. Amen.
There is good news for us today. The God of love, even now, is moving toward you and moving toward me with arms open wide. Even now, the God of love is building and rebuilding God's reign on this earth. May we go to be co-builders with God, and may that love, may that work be how we live out our hope in this world. Amen.